Dem member of the House of Lords, the Lord German. Thanks for joining us today. Can you just explain to those who don't know what your role entails?
I'm the joint chair of the Lib Democrats Parliamentary Committee for Work and Pensions, which is the brief that covers health and safety, pensions, benefits, and anything that comes into that big portfolio, which of course is the largest budget and largest portfolio of any government department.
Brilliant. And what does occupational health and safety mean to you?
Well, it means to ensure that people at work are going to be safe, that they will reduce risk, that they will be able to take the intelligent decisions, which for them means that they will be able to maintain a health and safety record for themselves. So personally, they will not have to have days off work because they've had accidents or because they have not been able to undertake the sort of basic rules of making sure you can look after yourself.
Great. You took part, did you not, in the House of Lords debate on common sense, common safety when it first came out. And you said that a good health and safety regime must be able to get the balance right. What did you mean by that?
The balance between dealing with risk and the balance between the essential nature of having to cater for people's personal safety. And of course, there was a big debate about whether or not we have been gold plating, making the regulations so restrictive that people weren't able to see the wood for the trees. And I think that as long as we've got that balance right, that we take a common sense approach, that we are, you judge everything through the eyes of, does this make it less likely that someone will have an accident or have a problem at work, which would affect their health or safety? If that is the answer to the question, then I think we are on the right track. But if we start making very complex rules and we keep on developing more and more complex rules which require bandloads of people to operate bureaucratic systems, then we will lose the common sense element of health and safety.
Okay, and finally, you've had a meeting with IOSH's Richard Jones and Andrew Baldwin today. How beneficial has that been to you, and do you feel that you could possibly work with IOSH on any level going forward?
Well, I knew nothing about IOSH until when I sat down with colleagues, and I now know what the organisation does, what its purposes are, and also about the what it sees as the trends towards this common sense approach to health and safety. And I'm sure that over the coming weeks, months and years, these issues will be explained to me, and we'll be able to work more closely together to ensure that whatever the government does, that it will actually have a common sense policy at the end of it.
Lovely. Thank you for your time.
My pleasure.